All right, good morning, everyone. We're going to begin our time of singing and worship together, reading from Psalm 91, Go ahead and stand to your feet if you would, if you're able and willing here. Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For it is he who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and bulwark. And then jumping to verse 11, for he will give his angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, that you do not strike your foot against the stone. You will tread upon the lion and cobra, the young lion and the serpent you will trample down. Because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high, because he has known my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With a long life I will satisfy him, and let him see my salvation. So says the Lord.
When my hope, and strength is gone, you're the one who calls me on. You are the life, you are the fight that's in my soul. Oh, your resurrection power burns like fire in my heart. When waters rise, I lift my eyes.
Sing. is breakable with you. We are victorious. You are stronger than our hearts. You are greater than the dark. With you, we are victorious.
Sing again, nothing.
Nothing is impossible. Every chain is breakable. With you, we are victorious. You are stronger than our hearts. You are greater than the dark. With you, we are victorious. Through Christ, you have overcome this world, this life. We will not bow to sin or to shame. We are defiant in your name. You are the fire that cannot be tamed. You are the power in our veins, our Lord.
Hallelujah, Father, you're Tender whisper. You are perfect in all of your ways.
given you my heart and all that is within. I lay it all down for the sake of you, my King. I'm giving you my dreams. I'm laying down my rights. I'm giving up my pride for the promise of your life. And I surrender all to you. to you, all to you.
Sing, we surrender.
And we surrender all to you.
God, we thank you so much that we can, to you, surrender our lives and surrender all of the things that we have to pray for today and are in our list of prayer concerns. Thank you that we together can surrender. And so, God, we lift up some of these things. We know that, God, even though there's a list here, there's many things that are not printed on this list, that are weighing on people's hearts, that are breaking their hearts. And so, God, we know that as we pray, we pray that you would be known by all of those among us and outside of this church body that need you. And especially today, I'm going to pray for Aurelia, the Lori Cole's friend, the young girl at 18 years old who has cancer. And Lori told me this morning that she's leaving for college. Just pray that you'd be with her in her ongoing battle with cancer and her mother as she stands with her. We also want to pray for Harold Godshaw, a former member here in our church who has cancer. Just be with him and his wife as they are dealing with his battle with cancer. We also pray for Kay Nixdorf as she continues to heal from knee surgery. Just be with her and be with Ray as he takes care of her. We pray for Davina Schober as she's been in the hospital for much of last year. Just pray that you would just be with her, that the medical conditions that need to exist for her to have surgeries would happen, that she would be able to have them. We pray for Mary Bell Schauer, our eldest member here at Zion, as she has been sick. Just be with her. And just thank you for Mary Bell and the testimony of Jesus that pours out of her whenever you're around her. I just pray that she would, in these later years of her life, that profession that comes from her heart, that she would know your peace in the midst of her sickness and in her age. And God, we do lift up Sherry Sellers as she has just recently lost her home in a fire. Just pray that you'd be with her as she rebuilds just has to start all over again when it comes to her physical possessions in this world. We also pray for all of those that are expecting here, for the De Leones, the Red Kays, the Walneys, the Bradigans, the Pichiros. Just pray that you would be with each couple represented there and each baby that is coming. We pray for health in these wombs and with these babies as they are born. Just pray that it would be a time of receiving the beautiful gift of a new child and adjusting life to that new presence in the home. Just pray that you'd be with each and every one of them. And God, as we look to the wider world, to missions, we think especially of Aubrey Eshelman, who this very morning is traveling to Peru, and she'll be there through the 15th and return on the 15th. Just pray that this would be a good time, a great time for Aubrey, for Mark and Kristen as they are hosting her, and for the Kids Alive campus down there, and just pray that that you would be speaking and that great things would happen. And God, we thank you for Deanne Zimmerman, who continues to minister in Thailand, for Mark and Kristen as they are in Peru, and for Tiffany Nunez, who is going through medical school through Victoria's Fund and directing a children's home. Just pray that you'd be with her. And we pray for Samuel Ramirez as he is working with the Nueva Era Shipibo's. Just pray that you'd be with him and his family. And God, we pray as we do every week for the greater world, and pray that there would be peace in the world, and pray that the worship of Yahweh would come to places that it is not. And we pray all of these things in your name. Amen. Well, good morning, everyone. It's good to see everybody. And good morning. Good morning, Abigail. So anyway, I'm going to jump right into the announcements here. As you notice, Steve is not here. Steve and Joyce are not here this morning. Steve is preaching this morning at Christ the King. And he'll be back here. It's, I believe, a one-Sunday type thing. He may be doing it again in the future, but he'll be back next week. Don't forget about the offering envelopes that are probably in your mailboxes down at the bottom of the steps. And just grab them if you haven't gotten them yet. And if you haven't gotten any and you want some, just contact the church office and we can get some for you. Also, Father's Forest, Friday, January 27th, children ages 4 and up will be happening again and in the basement. So save the date. Lots of teaching, praise, games, snacks, and lots of fun. So mark that out on your calendar. I'd like to bring to your attention what we know now as the choir room is now going to be called the preschool nursery room. And if you haven't seen it yet, it's been a long time coming. Roger and Mike Shirley put a lot of time in getting the walls looking nice and painted. And Krista Cody spent some time decorating it and getting the room set. And it looks very nice. So we're going to be having our older nursery children in there during church. So it, we're kind of like helping get some of the ages spread apart there. And so if you want to stick your head in there and check it out, it's very nice. I saw it this morning. So just one way that the kids' ministry is expanding here at Zion, and it's a great thing. It's very exciting. And I believe that is all of the announcements I have for this morning. If I'm missing anything, somebody let me know. I believe that is it. So at this time, you all can greet one another in Jesus' name.